Well, good morning to everyone. I want to talk to you this morning about a word that is used frequently in social media platforms. That word is woke, W-O-K-E. Woke is typically perceived as a type of progressive term, whatever progressive means. For example, if a person is woke, then that person is aware and in tune with social injustices and inequalities. Now, there are injustices and inequalities present in our world today, of that there is no doubt. And as Christians, we should strive to follow the example of Jesus to minister to the downtrodden and marginalized of society. But I want to talk about another type of wokeness this morning. In the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3, are the famous letters written by the risen Christ to the seven churches of Asia Minor, which is what we call modern-day Turkey. In chapter 3 is a letter written to a church named Sardis. In this letter, Jesus assesses the spiritual condition of that church, and it's not a very complimentary letter. The beginning of the letter reads like this, quote, "I know your deeds. You have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead. Wake up," with an exclamation point, wake up. After that, Jesus gives the church at Sardis the following instruction. "Strengthen what remains," he says, "and is about to die, for I have found your deeds unfinished. Remember what you have received and heard, hold it fast, and repent." Friends, every individual Christian, every Christian church, every Christian organization should take a careful look at themselves to see if they are truly vibrant and alive or are asleep and in need of waking up. Later in the letter, Jesus gives the following warning. "But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you." Brethren, I think the scriptures are clear that all Christians should regularly look at themselves closely to determine if they are truly alive. Are we sleepy when it comes to being alive for Christ? Do we have the doldrums? Do we have lethargy? Have we become lethargic? Are we drowsy when it comes to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with others? If so, brethren, then we need to heed the warning of Jesus and wake up. Brethren, friends, this is the most Christian way to become truly woke. Amen.